Inside Outdoors, coming on the airwaves, coming your way.
Hey now,
we're outside indoors, beat on a book on a snowy day.
Hey now,
we're inside outdoors, baiting a hook and anchors away.
Baiting a hook and anchors away.
Baiting a hook and anchors away.
Inside Outdoors is brought to you from the beautiful rolling hills of southern Indiana. Inside Outdoors with Don Jordan, Buddy Bill, and Rich Reardon gives you everything you need to know about the outdoors, hunting, fishing, local and national outdoor news, the environment, natural resources, safety, issues, and just down-home family fun. Inside Outdoors is an enjoyable and informative way to learn about what nature has to offer and how to be a good steward. You can find us at InsideOutdoorsRadio.com, and we invite you to write in about your fish stories, outdoor stories, favorite places, questions, or just about anything you want us to talk about on the show. So sit back with Buddy Bill, Don, and Rich for another episode of Inside Outdoors.
Inside Outdoors is brought to you by Morrison's Appliance.
That's right, Morrison's Appliances and Service on West Kirkwood Avenue in Bloomington, Indiana. Serving Monroe County since 1954 with eco-friendly service, pickup, and delivery at 900 West Kirkwood Avenue in Bloomington. For more info, visit morrisonsappliancesandservice.com.
All right.
Hello.
Whoop. Turned down the wrong fader. Here we go.
Oh, are you all set now
I'm
in there?
I'm all set. I am. Man.
Sorry, folks. He's not awake.
He's not awake. Kind of look over him.
It's 59 degrees. I think it's time for a song, Bill. Can you give us one to start off the day?
Golly, I don't know.
Well, you think about it. Maybe by the next break.
Well, probably by then we can do something.
Okay.
But anyway, this is Inside. We better tell everybody what it is.
That
it's
is.
Inside Outdoors with old Buddy Bill here.
Yes, and this is Don Jordan here.
And back here, Rich Reardon in the engineer booth here.
And you was complaining about it, 59 degrees.
Well, I wasn't complaining.
Oh, no.
I was saying we needed a song because it was so nice out.
Oh, well, it is beautiful.
Good day for fishing, don't you?
He must think it's summer. He's got his Hawaiian shirt on.
Yeah, I noticed that one. The first thing I noticed when I come in.
Trying to get in the mood.
He was, I thought he was going to do some swinging myself.
Some swinging?
Yeah.
You mean slinging?
Swinging.
George of the Jungle swinging? Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah.
Well, something like that.
Yeah.
Several things we've got to talk about this morning. One thing, you said it was 59 degrees.
Correct.
And if you remember, over the past years, that's the 1st of June, and it's blackberry winter.
What is...
Always
you
around
better explain
the 1st
that
of
for
June.
The folks. I know what it is.
Go ahead,
you better
Bill.
Explain.
Always around the 1st of June, it turns cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if it thunders in February, it'll frost in May.
Did it do that?
No, but it got cold.
It got cold.
And it did frost up north.
Yeah.
It did up north, not here, but it did up north.
Yeah.
So that helped true this year. And then what was you saying, Don?
What was I saying?
Yeah.
You didn't get started yet.
Oh, well, anyway, we'll forget about him. If it rains today, the first day of June, there should be 20 days of rain this month.
Boy.
Now, if it rains the first 3 days of this month, there'll be no blackberries. They'll just be little naughty things.
Huh.
So put that in your book and kind of read it about the 1st of August.
If we get any rain, does that mean up till like midnight tonight? Or is it just during daylight hours?
No, it's the day.
The whole day. All right.
Yeah, a 24-hour day.
Okay.
Jeez.
Till midnight tonight.
Yeah.
Well, we may or may not. We got 30% chance of thunderstorms.
Well, they're
today.
Talking about storms this evening.
Could be that we... But I don't know. It looks... Looks pretty clear all weekend, just a little bit of chance tonight. So.
Well, they were talking that it wasn't going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of worried me because I figure if it doesn't rain today, you just might as well figure on a dry summer.
Yeah.
And we may anyway.
Well, I think we'll get somewhere, a 30% chance.
Yeah.
That means 30% of us... Somewhere in this area is going to get rain.
Somebody is, yeah.
Yep.
Somebody.
So I think we're pretty
safe.
Good.
That means that 70% of us will not.
Right. So.
You don't have to be rained on, though. It's just if you get rain, then you're good to go.
Right.
Okay. So let's hope for a little bit of rain today.
Now, it sprinkled there at home yesterday evening.
It did?
Did it sprinkle at your house?
A little bit. Just,
did it?
Just a little bit.
Could, yeah, you had to be out in it to find it, figure it out.
Right.
But what about you, Don?
No rain on
no
the
rain?
Ridge. No.
Well, I'll be dog John.
No rain. Although it rained plenty last week.
We had quite a shower, yeah.
And the waters are still going up all over.
All over?
Mm-hmm. Still going up.
I guess we're going to have to take a break.
Yes, we are. We're about ready to do it. And I just got a text that says, red sky in the morning, sailor take warning.
Hey, you're catching on quick, buddy.
When we get back, we got the oak threat in Indiana.
Yeah, right.
Expands statewide. That's really actually news.
We want to hear about that.
Hey, we'll be back in like 30-some seconds.
Okay, don't go away.
You're listening to Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don Jordan, and me, Rich Reardon. We'll be back with more Inside Outdoors after this short. This is WFHB in Bloomington, Indiana, volunteer-powered community radio at 91.3 FM for South Central Indiana. Also 98.1 in Bloomington, 100.7 in Brown County, and 106.3 in Ellettsville. Also online at WFHB.org. And it is now 59 degrees in downtown Bloomington, as we were just talking about, and we'll talk some more in just a second, right here on Inside Outdoors. You're listening to Inside Outdoors with Buddy Bill, Don Jordan, and Rich Reardon.
Okay.
Hey, we're back.
Hey, we're back already.
Yes, sir.
Well, you said we wouldn't be gone long.
Not long.
Now we're going to talk about this bug that's coming in from Oklahoma.
Okay, y'all, here it goes. This is a news release from the Indiana Department of Natural Resources in Indianapolis. Confirmed that 70 Walmart stores and 80 rural King stores in the state have received rhododendron plants infected with sudden oak death. They call that S-O-D, sod.
Sod.
A fungal pathogen that kills oak trees. Shipments containing infested material were sent to 9 other states as well. Workers from the Department of Entomology and Plant Pathology have been visiting stores across Indiana to destroy any stock that has been found infested and quarantine any stock that is symptomatic. The division has made this its top priority. I hope so. The DNR has destroyed approximately 1,500 infested rhododendrons so far and pulled another 1,500 from stores. DNR has also ordered those stores to stop selling rhododendron until further notice. Any quarantined material not infected will be released following testing at Purdue University. The DNR is also following up with homeowners that have called in to say they've purchased material that they believe is infested or are seeing symptoms of sick trees in the environment.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know how fast this stuff. It surely can't kill overnight.
Well, no, I wouldn't think so. No.
Anyway.
In fact, it's probably been in here from last year or so.
Well, here's a little background.
But I don't know.
Sod has killed large tracts of oaks in the West Coast. Sod has not been established in the Midwest to date. Sod can kill standing oak trees, which could happen if sod-positive rhododendrons were planted within 6 feet of the standing oak. Sod travels in more than 100 species of host plants. Oh, man. Causes some browning and leaves in the host, but does not kill it. For a list of those plants, see this online address they got that's so long I can't even read it to you. But anyway, you got some numbers here if you want to call about it. If you've purchased rhododendron in the last 4 weeks from Walmart or Rural King, destroy them all. Or call 866-NO-EXOTIC. That's N-O-E-X-O-T-I-C. 866-NO-EXOTICS. The number for that is 866-663-9684. Boy. In the local county extension office for instructions. So, there you go.
Well, all the ash trees are slowly going away, and the elm trees already went away, and now the oak tree could possibly be in danger.
It's just hard to believe. I mean, oak tree disease here in Indiana would just be devastating.
Oh, it would.
In our part of Indiana, anyway, it's just covered with oak trees.
Well, that's our main tree, really, for lumber and, wood, lumber, or whatever.
Oak and hickory, that's our deal.
Yeah, so,
really bad. They don't tell where this came from.
Oklahoma, I think. It should tell you. I think it come from out of Oklahoma.
Well, does the DNR protect in Oklahoma, I guess, because they don't mention that here. They never tell you where stuff comes from.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, Claire's got it from somewhere.
Yeah, well, it was on Facebook yesterday, I guess.
I don't know. She didn't get it off of that.
Or maybe in the paper. Hell,
I didn't even read it in the paper, or I didn't read that article in the paper. That was when it said the oak tree was in danger. I thought, well, here goes another one.
Yeah, all right.
There ain't nothing you can do about it other than just read about it and
get ready to burn oak for the next few years.
Yeah, we're burning ash now, so burn oak next year.
Well, at least oak's better, but wood burning.
Ash is pretty good.
Too fast.
Is it too fast?
Yeah, too fast.
You like slower, something slower.
Yeah,
I understand.
Hey, Rich, you going to introduce your guest today?
Yeah, I'd like to, Brandon. Why don't you introduce yourself and say why you came in?
My name's Brandon Barrett. I'm here on behalf of the Cast for Kids Foundation. We are hosting a Cast for Kids event this fall at Lake Monroe. And what Cast for Kids is Cast for Kids is the nation's largest fishing charity. And what they do is they take children with special needs fishing. We get a bunch of boat captains together and just take the children with special needs out on the water for a fun day of fishing, and we take their families. We take their families too, and just give them all a few hours of fun that they wouldn't normally be able to have.
Sounds great. Yeah. How many kids participate?
We can host up to 40 per event.
Oh, wow. So you think you'll have?
I hope so. I hope so. If we can get the word out, I hope we can
Where do you get these
full house
children?
Well, it's all, once we get the funding put together to host the event, then we launch it's a online sign up kind of deal. And you just get online, sign up, and, you just show up the day of the event and go out and have fun.
Well, you got till fall. You got to fill up the boat.
Yeah, October 19th is the date. So we've got plenty of time. Right now, we're just trying to work on fundraising. Uh-huh. So we have to have a minimum of $3,500 to start the event, but our goal is $5,000. We had our first event ever in the state of Indiana last year, and it was a huge success. We, my wife and I, actually hosted together. And we also host an annual bass fishing seminar out at Four Winds Lakeside Inn and Marina each spring. And we had our first one last year called Bass Fishing 101. And it's a very introductory kind of course. And we brought out the Indiana University Bass Fishing Club. They wanted to sell T-shirts and things at it. And, of course, we at this time were trying to pitch our Cast for Kids deal, and they saw it and they thought, well, that sounds really cool. So they were eligible for a special grant and with the Metz Foundation, the Indiana University Metz Foundation. And so they let us use their grant to apply for Cast for Kids. And we asked for the $3,500. The Metz Foundation liked it so much, they just gave us the whole $5,000.
Wow, and that's nice.
Yeah, it was. It was an incredible time. I mean, you're taking families here who life's a little tough when you have a child with special needs. It's not easy. These families are facing some big challenges, and so when you can take these families out on the water, you don't understand I at least didn't understand what just a few hours of an escape means to them. Until after the event, and they come up to you and they're crying and they're just tears of joy, obviously. And then you get emails and messages from people about how that 4-hour event just changed their life and, you know, changed their kids' lives. And you see them out in town and they remember you and they come up to you and say thank you and things. It's really special.
So what kind of kids challenges do these children have?
Well, it's a very broad range here. We consider it children with special needs. So it could be anything from ADHD to, mental handicaps to physical handicaps or even, we even open it up to foster children, disadvantaged children. So
what do? You put them in a boat?
That's exactly what we do, yeah. So we get boat captains together, and once we get the funding, then we'll start soliciting for boat captains and shore volunteers, and we get all the kiddos out on the boats. We take the boats out for 2 or 3 hours in the morning, make sure everybody catches plenty of fish. We went last year in July, and if you know Lake Monroe in July, the fishing's typically not that great. But everybody still caught fish. So this year we're going to do it in October when the fishing is going to be really good. We take them out there. They all catch fish. They all get to go home with their very own fishing pole, a tackle box, and a memory that otherwise not possible. And we even bring them up on stage afterwards, and we give them an award. Everybody gets a plaque, and gets special recognition that way. I was introduced to this organization by a professional bass fisherman by the name of Jay Yellis. And Jay, I personally fish competitively, and I was trying to find a way to make this into a profession. And I was talking to Jay, and I said, I really want a nonprofit organization to support. And Jay said, well, you should host a Cast for Kids event. And I kind of like, well, I don't know. That just sounds really hard and like a lot of time. And, and I'd rather just support you through maybe fundraising and things like that. Well, my wife was a special ed teacher. Oh, so this is right up her alley.
Right.
And so she basically grabs the phone from me and is like, fine, I'll do it. We're going to host this event. And it's been really cool.
Well, sounds like you found something you can get behind and enjoy yourself while you're helping out, eh?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a really special deal.
What's the criteria for getting in? I mean, do you have to be in a special needs class, or is there something that?
Not at all.
Okay.
You just reach out to us, and let us know what your special need is, and then we will put you down and get you on board.
Where do people get a hold of you?
They can get in touch with me at, I'm on Facebook and Instagram. We're very active on social media. It's Brandon Barrett Fishing. And also my email is brandonbarrettfishing@gmail.com. And that's BrandonBarrett.
Two R's and two T's.
Two R's and two T's, that's right.
All right, well, you got that, everybody? We'll give it back to you again. When we come back from this break,
I think we're going to have to take a break. Yeah.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
All right.
Don't go away. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to Inside Outdoors, brought to you from the beautiful rolling hills of southern Indiana. So hang in there, and we'll be right back with more Inside Outdoors after this short break. This is WFHB in Bloomington, Indiana, volunteer-powered community radio at 91.3 FM for South Central Indiana, also 98.1 in Bloomington, 100.7 in Brown County, 106.3 in Ellettsville, and online at WFHB.org. And when we say online, you can go just check it out. There's all kinds of programs and things to see here at WFHB. It is now 59 degrees in downtown Bloomington. Today it'd be mostly sunny, a chance of T-storms tonight. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, mostly sunny most of those days, and that looks real good. So we're going to have a nice little week ahead of us.
around 73 degrees. So it did cool down, just like Buddy Bill said it would. So, but then we're looking at a chance of showers in midweek, right around Wednesday. So enjoy it while you can. And you're listening to Inside Outdoors.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Hey, welcome back, folks. By golly, we wasn't gone too long, I hope.
Not too long.
Same as always.
Same as always, yeah. Same as always.
Well, I hope that they didn't get nervous without us or have an anxiety attack.
Oh, I'm sure they didn't.
That's good.
I'm certainly hoping not. Well, it'd be a disaster if they did.
If you did, just beat your head against the wall a little bit and you'll be all right.
For 5 minutes and that'll be take care of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway, Brandon said this is the second year for this tournament. It ain't really a tournament. It's just a fishing day.
Cast for kids,
yeah. But the fishing day, second year. I thought they'd had not this outfit, but somebody else had had one in the past, but I'd have to go back and look and see.
There's been a lot of this kind of thing over the years, but nothing like exactly.
Well, that's what he said. That's what we was talking at the break there. And but anyway, it's a good thing. And in April, when the IU Bass Club was down there, was you there then?
Yes,
I don't remember seeing you, but that's all right. I don't remember seeing a lot of things. But anyway, they caught one fish. Yeah, it was you. Did you see that?
Yeah, they caught a 7-pounder, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, won the whole thing.
One fish out of 16 or 18 boats, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the time of year for 7-pounders.
Old Steve Lutz. Do you know Steve, do you?
Yes, I met Steve afterwards at the Windjammer. We had lunch at Four Winds, yeah.
Yeah, I've known him well. In fact, me and him, or he and I, or we, however you want to say it, we actually started at IU Bass Club. That was one of the first ones.
That's what I was told, the beginning of college bass fishing.
Yep, that was it. And I donated a minnow bucket, and it, what was it called? I use the old minnow bucket.
Rather than the oaken bucket.
Right. And we kept it there after each tournament while we hung it there in the store. And I don't know whatever happened to it, but I think it disappeared and they got another one now. But
Purdue guys probably stole it.
I think they still compete over it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they still compete. They got another one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old minnow bucket.
The old minnow bucket.
Yeah. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. That's when I got acquainted with Steve, and gosh, that's been 30 years ago.
Time flies.
At least 30. And now, I forget, he told me how many bass clubs there are now. In the universities.
Oh, it's crazy.
Oh, it is.
Every university has one.
Every one of them has one. And I don't know. Well, Purdue, I think, was probably number two. He was the second one on board. And
the University of Illinois, I know, was early.
Yeah, Illinois was early. But it was a great time and a lot of fun. And I went down in April when they had their tournament and messed around down there with Steve and the boys. So
did you guys fish it?
No, we didn't fish it.
You're lucky.
Not at zero weather.
It was cold.
It was cold, brother.
There was ice on my guides.
Yeah.
You had to dip your rod in the water to get it off.
It was cold.
No time for fishing.
And I'm surprised they had that many boats, but they were brave. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a day and a half. If you didn't mind the cold.
Well, I'm not a cold weather fisherman, as you guys know. You know, it's got to be at least 65 before I'm on the water. So,
I'm not much of an ice fisherman myself.
No. We just know that our buddy Dan Wagner, he goes out there when he has to put the boat on the ice.
Uh huh. You know, to be safe. Pulls the boat along.
Yes. He's a, what do you call a guy like that? Fanatic.
Diehard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a diehard, all right.
He's a diehard fanatic.
But he's always been interested in fishing, and I've known Dan for not as long as you, but I've known Dan for a long time, and he's always been a top-notch fisherman, really.
He's pretty much top-notch all around. Dan's an old Navy guy, you know. He's a fine fella. So, how do we get a hold of Cast for Kids again?
Cast for Kids, they've got their own website. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find them on the web at castforkids.org, CASTFORKIDS. CAST actually stands for, it's an acronym, it stands for Catch a Special Thrill.
So, well, we want to get that mixed up with the web address. So it's castforkids.org.
That's right. And if anybody wants to send a check or help us with our event specifically, now we've had people mail checks just directly to Cast for Kids. If you do that, make sure you put Lake Monroe event in the memo so they know where the money goes. Because otherwise we have to go back and hunt it down. And I've had people find me on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, and they message me and say, I sent this money, and they didn't write it in the memo, so it has to be in the memo, Lake Monroe.
You hear that, everybody? If you send them money, write for Lake Monroe.
But we have a special fundraising page put together. It's a great big long link. It'd take me forever to share it with you here, but like I said, you can find me personally on Facebook and Instagram, and I share that link, that fundraising page, just about every week. Mm. So just look up Brandon Barrett Fishing on Facebook or Instagram, and I'll be able to send me a message or send me an email. I'll be able to get you that link so you can help us.
Have you guys considered GoFundMe like everybody else does?
Well, we thought about that, but what we're using instead is, it's called Networks for Good. It's a special kind of GoFundMe type deal.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope everybody's got that. Let's see. That's castforkids.org.
Uh-huh. Please send money.
Right.
Yeah.
And I can share a special little story with you that Jay shared with me.
Please do.
Has touched my heart, and I've enjoyed sharing it with others. I fished the FLW Tour as a co-angler for 2 years, and gave me an opportunity to get with Jay and do a little sit-down interview with him. And I just asked him during this interview, I said, can you share a special memory with us? And he gave us one. He said, you know, I was just kind of milling around at this event that we were hosting, and this girl comes running up to me, this gal she does, and she's crying and she's laughing. And I said, well, what happened? It must have been good, you know. And she brought her daughter, and her daughter, her special need was that she was nonverbal, had never spoke in her life.
Oh, my.
And she spoke when she caught her very first fish. She said, here, fishy, and bye-bye. And I just thought that was really cool. That's one he shared with us. And one more he shared, and this was after the interview, of course, off camera, but this one really touched me. He said, like I said earlier, we bring each child up on stage and we present them with a trophy, with a plaque of their own, of their very own. And he said they were doing this, and this gal, her special need, she was a paraplegic, couldn't move a muscle in her body. And they brought her up in the wheelchair, and of course, she didn't move. She didn't do anything. She didn't talk. But when they laid that trophy in her lap, her whole entire body just lit up with goosebumps.
Huh.
And that one gets me still to this day. I So it's things like that, you know, that this event, this organization is truly special.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Yeah.
We would love anybody's support, you know, just like I said earlier. Feel free to reach out to me. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay, so it's Bill Barrett.
Brandon Barrett.
BrandonBarrett.
Yep.
For fishing?
Yeah, Brandon Barrett Fishing. Just look that up and you'll find me.
That's his Facebook.
And Instagram, handle. Yep.
And Instagram, okay. Well, you sounds like you're set up to go for that.
Yep.
I hope you get a lot of participation. How many? You say you're set for 40? You could have 40
We
slots.
Can have up to 40 kids, yes.
Well,
that ought to be a problem.
I hope not. Yeah, last year I think we had close to 30, but we didn't have, you know, the Mets Foundation stepped up and just handed us the money. So there was, we got the word out as best we could on social media and things like this, but we didn't even think to get on the radio and things and try to look for support. So
you're talking about the Mets Foundation that's here?
Yeah. Yeah, they gave us $5,000 last year.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, it was really great.
Good for them. Well, being a fisherman, almost all fishermen have some little sideline going. Tell people about your business venture that you're
a Salt Creek Tackle. Yeah, it's a brand new concept that we've come up with. It started out as a I mentioned that I fished the FLW Tour as a co-angler for 2 years, and let me tell you, that's expensive. And so I started just painting baits on the side and selling them on eBay to fund that. And of course, it just took on a life of its own, and we tried to make it into a real money-making business and figured out that the market's really, really flooded with just incredible talent, but there's no marketplace for people to sell. It's real chaotic and scattered. And so at Salt Creek Tackle, here soon, we're getting ready to launch our new webpage. We're going to have it, so not at first, but we hope to grow to the point where you can get online and it'll be like BassProShops.com, where you have all these huge name brands. But our spin is it's all going to be in custom colors you can't find anywhere else. And not by us only. We've got several artists on board who are going to be painting for us and helping us to make this just incredible site where you can just find all these really cool custom paint jobs.
So you're going to turn this into like you're going to have Picasso?
That's right. Yeah. You should see some of these painters now. I've seen these guys. They paint like one guy had the solar system on a crankbait. This gal's actually painting for us. She painted a beach, like an entire beautiful beach scene on a little walking stick bait. It's something that doesn't exist yet, and we're really excited about it. And hope to have it online here this month or maybe next.
Well, that's great. I wish you good luck. I also hope that you'll come back closer to your event and tell us about it. You could go through this again.
Absolutely, yeah. I'd be happy to come back as often as you'll have me.
That's October 19th.
October 19th, yep.
Right.
Yep, and I get a lot of messages right now, people wanting to volunteer to help, and that's awesome. We do need that. But right now, we are focused on trying to raise the money. We've got $675 put together. We need $3,500 minimum to host it. But the goal is $5,000. $5,000 makes a really special event for these kids.
Launch from out of the Four Winds there?
Yeah, Four Winds is sponsoring the event as well.
Okay.
They're going to take care of lunch. So we bring the kids out, do their fishing, and then we also serve them a lunch before we do the award ceremony and send everybody home. And Four Winds is sponsoring the lunch and then the award ceremony as well. But the boats are going to be taken off there at the large ramp, Four Winds ramp, not the one behind the marina, the other one, the newer one.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good thing. I hope it works out. You have lots of people. A great start.
Yeah, it was. Last year's event was incredible. It was life-changing for a lot of people, myself included. We had the Grotto Network, Notre Dame University. Mm-hmm. They came down and filmed the whole thing. And if you get on my Facebook page or Instagram page, you don't have to scroll for long, and you can see where I've shared that video 1,000 times. It's also on our fundraising page there. If you watch the video, it's 2 minutes long, and it really gives you an idea of what this event is really about. I mean, it's really neat. You're taking kids out there. Some of them never even held a fishing pole. Some of them never hardly get to get out of their house. And they laugh, they cry, I'm a big softy, so I'll get teared up talking about it.
Well, with pretty much 100%, I've seen a number of these events over the years. Everybody, all the people who operate them have the same reaction you do. So it must be very rewarding for you. And I'm sure it is for the kids, so good luck, man.
And that's what it's all about. It's for the kids. It's all for the kids. So
good luck. Rich, you got anything you want to ask your buddy here?
No, I think that about covers it, but you certainly are welcome to come back. Maybe we can do that about, a few weeks before the event, and be nice to hear how the event went, too.
Well, remember, October 19th.
October 19th.
What time's this start?
8 a.m.
8.
8 a.m., I believe, yeah. But
eight
we'll be...
To,
we'll
8 keep, to noon? Or
it's about noon, yeah. Yeah, we bring them in about noon, and usually everybody's back headed home to about 1 o'clock.
And the ceremony will all be right there at the Four Winds and everything.
Yep.
Well, we're going to have to take another break, he said. I guess.
Good luck.
Are we?
That's
I guess we are.
Yeah. One more break.
One more break. Yeah. Well, anyway, don't go away, folks, because we've got a lot more. I don't know what, but we got a lot more.
Yeah, and let's get the coffee brewing and biscuits and gravy going, because we're going to be hungry when we get out of here.
I knew you'd have to bring that up. I knew that.
What can I
biscuits
say?
Biscuits and gravy. Bacon and eggs.
Bacon and eggs.
All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to Inside Outdoors, brought to you from the beautiful rolling hills of southern Indiana. So hang in there, and we'll be right back with more Inside Outdoors after this short break. This is WFHB in Bloomington, Indiana, volunteer-powered community radio at 91.3 FM for South Central Indiana, also 98.1 in Bloomington, 100.7 in Brown County, and 106.3 in Ellettsville, and online, wfhb.org. You're listening to Inside Outdoors, and right now it is 59 degrees in downtown Bloomington. Beautiful day. Going to be mostly sunny today. Chance of thunderstorms tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Clear all the way through to Tuesday. And Tuesday night we start seeing a chance of storms again. But it's going to be real nice. Low 70s the next few days. So good time to get out there and start fishing and get back into nature, because just a great time of year to be outside. You're listening to Inside Outdoors, and we'll be right back.
It ain't a bunch of beans they serve in the Navy. It's bacon and eggs, biscuits and gravy. When I get out of bed, my belly big. More biscuits and gravy, bacon and eggs. That's biscuits and gravy, bacon and eggs.
Pitiful, pitiful, pitiful.
Biscuits and gravy, bacon and eggs.
Yeah.
Man, I'm ready.
I'm ready too.
I don't believe Flop Records wants you in Nashville.
Well, you can just tell them to, what.
Oh, well, I will pass the message on.
Yeah, well, you see, one of these days, my name will be down and on the Hollywood Star of Fame for my rendition of Biscuits and Gravy.
Yeah, well, it might. I hope it is.
You will.
I can say, hey, I knew that guy.
Oh, you're supposed to have a song ready.
Well, I wasn't. Well, he didn't tell me soon enough.
What? Ahead of what?
Yeah. Of course, we're not done yet either.
No, we got
another 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Something might just hit him. And
something might just pop in.
Oh, it'll just pop in my head just like that. Yeah.
Do you need a tune? Or
No. You got a guitar?
You should bring
your guitar and play along with me.
I should.
Yeah.
How about my mouth harp?
That'd work.
Would that work?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the only thing I can play.
Well,
you used to bring that and play it, man.
I know.
If you know how to play it, it makes some pretty good music.
Well, I think it'd be appropriate for whatever we'd sing here.
It probably would. Yeah.
Hey, I got something to bring up.
All right, you bring her up.
You know, it has to do with parking downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I tell you what, I've been. There's one that looks like somebody hit it with a baseball bat up here on right off the square.
A what?
The parking meter.
Oh.
So I don't think people are, you know, I don't know what happened to it, but it just has, the whole top is gone. So I pulled in there and looked at that, and then I get out a lot of times, and they say, we don't take any coins. You just have to put your card in.
Right, right.
And I don't know why, because it has coin slots, and some of them take them.
It's easier.
Yeah, it's easier for Big Brother to know where you're at when you put your little card in there for 50 cents.
Yeah, and they don't have to hire somebody to go around and empty the machine.
Right. And I found out there's an app. Do you know about this app?
Mm-mm.
My friend said he forgot, you know, that he had turned this app on, and so it charged him like $6 for the whole day. You know, because he had forgotten to turn it off. So I'm sure they like that app a lot, you know.
Well, I bet.
Yeah. And then I went and, you know, it's just, a lot of the parking meters are broken and they're not being taken care of too well. There's a meter maid running around, but I don't know. It just seems like there's not a lot of thought being put into the whole thing anymore. They're all starting to deteriorate.
Well, don't they have a manufacturer or someone that comes around and supposedly main...
You would think.
It's on them?
You would think.
I thought they did.
Yeah. They don't seem to fix them, though. There's a few that have been broken for quite a while.
Whoever put them in, I don't even know who put them in, but... Yeah.
I like the broken ones. They're nice to park at.
Yeah. Well, do you get a ticket for parking at one?
Well, not yet, but I take a picture of the broken meter, and that way I can maybe get out of the ticket if I get one.
I don't understand why they'd have to give you a ticket. If they couldn't put money in the thing, if it broke.
Technically, you haven't paid your parking fee.
Well, you haven't paid it, but you offered to pay it, and it wouldn't take it.
Right.
That's your problem.
That sounds my problem.
That sounds like a problem. You need to see the chaplain.
Yeah, and what happens if you put a quarter in, and then it says, we don't take change? They don't tell you that before you put it in.
Well,
it keeps your quarter.
Yeah, it keeps your quarter. So They, I don't know.
It's a deal, man.
It's a moneymaker, boy.
Oh, yeah. They're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a week, I heard. You know.
Oh, yeah, that was in the paper here a while back.
Geez.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
My.
Remember this, that in the movie Cool Hand Luke, you remember Cool Hand Luke?
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
He got sent to the prison camp for knocking the head off of a parking meter.
He did.
Wow.
That's right.
Well, he should have knocked two off inside.
Well, I would have if he'd known he was going to get murdered in prison.
Yeah.
I expect he might have.
Yeah.
So, don't knock the head off the parking meters. That way Rich won't get the fee for parking in the no parking meter slot.
That's right.
It's just a $20 ticket.
Just.
No. It's just a $20 ticket. If you get a ticket, someone... Don't worry about it.
Yeah, well.
Well, what else is going on? We've had some more ATV wrecks around the state, various places.
I've not been on mine, so.
Well, you know, they're dangerous. It seems like they're most dangerous for kids and for older men.
Well, I'll tell you, they'll get away from you.
Well, they definitely will.
I mean, it don't take a big one to do it.
Yeah.
You got a ATV.
I don't.
Well,
I don't.
You're probably safe.
I wish I did. Yeah. I'd ride it.
Yeah. Well, I've ridden lots of them, but
like you say,
they're a little scary if you.
I got one, and it's just a 400, and I know I've talked to some people that's, 700 or 750s.
Uh-huh.
And I said, man, as dangerous as that mine is, what in the world would a fella want to have a 700? My God, that thing would. Well, it'd kill you quicker.
Well, doesn't Polaris have a 900?
They may have now. I don't keep up with it, but I know.
They have the power.
Oh, my Lord, yes, sure. They got power. Man, yes, they have. And they are dangerous. Dangerous as a shotgun headed right towards you.
Well, be careful with them. You know, those are not allowed in the Hoosier National Forest. So I know a lot of people ride them in the Hoosier National Forest, and nobody really polices it. But it certainly is disconcerting to be out there walking down your mushroom trail and hear that coming up behind you, you know, as they go pretty fast through there. If you're trying to hide anyway, you know, you could get hit.
Yeah.
You could easily get hit.
What are you hiding from, the mushroom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to sneak up on them. Yeah. Did you know that?
That's probably the reason I haven't found any. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that.
They can hear you coming. You know, that crunch in your feet.
Leaves. Yeah. Well, I can understand, yeah. Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah, that's real bad. Well, anyway.
They say they're finding mushrooms up in Michigan right now.
That's what I heard, too. A guy said he had a truckload of them, didn't know what to do with them.
I can tell him what to do with some of them.
What was that?
Bring them to me.
Yeah, all right. Well, this is going got to be probably the best mushroom year that I can recall.
It has been a good one.
I mean, just everybody seemed to find mushrooms. Did you find mushrooms this year, Brandon?
I didn't get to go. I've got two little boys that kept me pretty busy this year. We've got a one-year-old and a three-year-old at home, we're new parents here.
In a few years, you'll have them out there with you.
That's right.
That's good. That's good. Well, what's their names?
Charlie and Oliver.
Charlie and Oliver.
Charlie and Oliver.
Yep.
Oliver. Ollie.
Oliver.
That was, what was their names? Laurel and Hardy.
Laurel.
Or Oliver was one of them. Oliver Hardy.
Oliver Hardy.
Oliver Hardy. All right. Too bad the other one's not named Laurel.
Well, we've had two is quite enough for us. They keep us busy.
Not going for number three.
No.
Well, okay.
More power to those people. They're stronger than I am.
I know it's a chore. I know it's a.
I love my boys dearly, but man, they're a handful.
Well, they'll be fishing before too long.
That's right. Charlie caught his first fish last night.
Is that right?
We took him out to Lake Monroe last night. You know, the Indiana Bass Federation, they stocked Lake Monroe with 3,200 largemouth this past spring. And I'm glad they did, because Charlie was able to catch his first fish, and it was a bass. It was one of the ones they stocked, one of those 10-inchers. And you could tell because they're a blue color from the hatchery that they were raised in.
I see.
They're different and they're mean little dudes.
Yeah.
They've never seen a worm on a hook.
Yeah, they're really stupid, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. They're dumber than the other 10-inchers out there.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That's great. Well,
what else you got?
Well, actually, there's just so much news about people drowning. Maybe we ought to mention that. People drowning on the water, boating. You know, there was a guy at Monroe here last week.
Yeah.
Allen's Creek.
Yeah, jumped off the back of the boat and never seen again. Now, what? How does that happen? And he had no life jacket on. None of these people have life jackets on.
Well, see, they keep telling you to wear a life jacket.
Well,
got to wear a life jacket.
You got to wear one, because you never know. Even if you're the best swimmer in the world, I mean, you could be Spitz? Would he be a swimmer?
Mark Spitz, yeah.
But anyway,
swimmer, all right.
You could be the best around, and if you have a boat wreck and kind of get bumped in the head and unconscious, if you don't have a life jacket, you're probably gone.
Yeah.
And a life jacket, you got a good chance of making it because someone can get to you because you'll be floating.
That's right.
So, you know, I'm a good swimmer. Well, that just don't cut it. Because,
not if you get hit in the head. You know, that's usually what happens. You get hit in the head when you fall in or some way or another.
Something will hit you in the head. And that thing I'm a good swimmer. I don't have to worry. No.
You're not a good swimmer when you're unconscious.
That's right.
So, you know, last weekend there were three drownings, like spaced evenly, Noblesville, Indianapolis, Bloomington.
Right down the line.
Three drownings on Saturday and Sunday. And besides that, we got ATV deaths. Here's off-road vehicle crash claims life of Aurora County man. That's Dearborn County, or of Aurora man, Dearborn County. Indiana conservation officers investigating. Approximately 8:40, William Yelton, 21, of Aurora, was operating a Polaris Razor 1000 on private property at approximately 1800 block of Ellinghausen Road. Investigators believe that Yelton turned onto the road where he lost control of the vehicle, and it went into a ditch where he was ejected. Family member found him a short time later, pinned under the ORV and unable to move. So,
it happens. I mean, you know, it's
a lot of more often than not, you hear about the ORV being on top of the guy.
Well,
you know, because they come over backwards. You know, you give them too much juice, and, you know, they'll come right over on you.
Oh, yeah.
And especially if you're at a little up angle.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's they're dangerous. You got to have a lot more experience than people have to ride
them. And even then, you better be careful.
Oh, man. Now, I had a lot of friends that had near disasters.
Uh-huh. I bet you have, and so have I. Well, I think we all have, probably. All
right. So, man, if you're going to buy one of those things, be careful. Be careful.
Well, it's they're fun to have, but they're also dangerous to have.
Yeah, they are.
One way or the other, yeah.
They are. Well, hunting season's over. Fishing season's starting. Fishing's been pretty good the last few days, anyway.
They've caught, they're catching a few fish.
Well, yeah, they're catching a lot of the catfish. Channel catfish are definitely biting. Bluegill are about off the beds.
I'd like to get into some good bluegill, yeah.
Well, you might be getting a little late on that.
I don't know. I know a spot or two that I...
Yeah? Well...
I just might be able to...
Let me know how you do.
All right, yeah.
I'm going to go out next week for sure.
Are you?
Yeah.
Fishing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bass fishing's excellent right now.
Yeah. Is it?
Yep.
Well,
Shallow, they're deep, they're everywhere. There's some spawning, there's some off the beds. We have a little Wednesday night jackpot tournament there at Four Winds. And just about every week we've had guys really catching big bags.
Hey, well,
good to hear.
While you're on, we're about to end the show. Why don't you give your address again real quick?
Cast for Kids.
Oh, Cast for Kids. It's castforkids.org. And that's their website. But if you're looking to donate to our event, just get in touch with me, Brandon Barrett. I have a webpage, brandonbarrettfishing.com. You can look me up on Facebook or Instagram, Brandon Barrett Fishing.
All right, and we'll be talking to you later on this year. And so that's it, guys. We're about out of here.
We're out of here. Well, everybody have a good week and take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. How's it going? Well, that's all we have time for today. Inside Outdoors comes to you from the beautiful rolling hills and green forests of southern Indiana. Inside Outdoors is brought to you by Morrison's Appliances and Service, serving Monroe County since 1954 at 900 West Kirkwood Avenue in Bloomington, Indiana, and all with eco-friendly service, pickup, and delivery.